Hello?
Oh, hi, Shirley. Yeah, well, of course I sound happy. My husband just told me he loves me. Oh, you won't be able to have the rally at your house tonight? Well, of course we can have it here. No, no, Darren won't mind. He likes me to do things like that, very civic-minded. He just told me he was proud of me. No, no, no trouble at all. Bye.
Oh, yeah, but we're trying to spell it. What about the library?
Could you take a seat, please? Could you take a seat, please? Pardon me. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you could come. It is my privilege to introduce to you the man who will soon be the next councilman from Morning Glory Circle, Mr. Ed Wright.
Thanks for your warm reception. And to you, Mrs. Stevens, for the use of your home on such short notice. I appreciate your taking time out of your busy lives to come here tonight so we could talk about my campaign. We are all familiar with the record of John C. Kavanaugh, and I don't think it's necessary to warn you as citizens of this community as to the consequences of keeping this man in office for another term. We have been handled and maneuvered to suit the purposes of the present administration, and I think it's about time we stop it. People who have been unaware of or complacent about Kavanaugh's power.
What is all this? Isn't it exciting? I was going to call you.
Tell me about what? What are all those people doing here?
Shh.
They should be made to know how much.
Darren, you're going to be awfully proud of me.
Are you sure?
You want to take an active interest in the community and be interested in civic affairs?
Yes, honey, but all those people...
there's a lot going on in this town that you don't know about.
There's a lot going on in this house I don't know about.
Well, Shirley Foster was going to have the Ed Wright for Councilman meeting at her place, but at the last minute she couldn't, so I said we could have it here. Darren, he's wonderful, and you should hear him speak. He's a Korean War veteran, a graduate lawyer, and he's very bright. So really, Darren, I know he'll be wonderful for Morning Glory Circle. That's why I knew you'd be proud of me.
Well, hold it, honey, hold it. Why couldn't Shirley Foster have the meeting at her house?
Well, her husband works hard at the office all day, and when he comes home, he doesn't like a lot of people around.
John C. Kavanaugh has been dipping his fingers into city funds for too long. Why is it that no outside company has ever managed to secure a bid for any civic project? The roads, parks, schools, the auditorium, the library, all built by firms owned totally or in part by John C. Kavanaugh. The I.J. Fentress Cement and Concrete Company. They helped build our elementary school. Its facade collapsed within 2 years, remember? Kavanaugh talked about an investigation. There never was one. The Osterhout Pipe Company. Kavanaugh gave them the contract to lay our leaking gas mains. And the construction engineers who designed our deteriorating library. And now, the costliest project of all. The Morning Glory Circle Storm Drain and Water System. Here, photocopies. Photocopies of those contracts granted to the same incompetence by John C. Kavanaugh. Now, this is the sort of thing we, you and I, have to put a stop to once and for all.
Abner, isn't that wonderful?
Not bad. The potato salad's a little salty.
You mean this guy Kavanaugh has been getting away with murder like this for the past 10 or 12 years?
As far as we can tell, yes. I've been pushing for a governor's investigation ever since the start of the campaign.
That is the crummiest thing I ever heard. It should be obvious to any school kid that the entire improvement program is, well, it's a Kavanaugh monopoly.
Darren, it's getting awfully late. Mr. Wright must be dead tired.
Well, I am getting a bit weary, but having interested someone as enthusiastic as yourself, I can sit up all night.
It's strange how much can go on in your own community without you knowing anything about it.
That's what I said.
That's where I heard it.
I tell you, Darren, this water project is the straw that could break Kavanaugh's back.
You should make that the focal point of your entire campaign.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
I've got an idea to run off a couple of posters down at the office tomorrow.
Well, that'd be fine, Darren. Fine. I'd really appreciate it.
Well, good night, everybody.
Oh, good night, Mrs. Stevens.
Good night, sweetheart.
You know, I thought maybe a sketch of Kavanaugh. His thumb in the bank, dressed up like a little Dutch boy. We'll figure out some kind of slogan to go along with it.
Politics doesn't make strange bedfellows. Doesn't make any bedfellows at all.
These, of course, are for the straight campaign 24 sheets. There has to be a certain amount of hard sell. It's traditional. The people expect it.
I suppose so.
Now, for the subtler taste, we have these cartoon layouts. I think they'll be very effective. Now, that one I like. It, little Dutch boy, that's Kavanaugh with his finger in the dike. Now, the caption reads, Portrait of a Hero with His Fingers in Everything.
I've told everyone about how much help you've been and intimated you're practically my campaign manager.
Well, if that's what you want, you've got it. Okay.
Mr. Kavanaugh, the latest polls show a 16% change in Wright's favor. How significant do you feel that to be, sir?
Not very.
Well, now, how much do you think the water project controversy has had to do with Wright's popularity upswing?
Controversy?
He labels it the key issue of the campaign.
Well, I can't be held accountable for Mr. Wright's labels.
Well, what about the governor's investigation, sir?
What about it?
Will there be one?
I doubt very seriously that the governor will be coerced into wasting his time and the state's money by the irresponsible accusations of a politically ambitious youngster. We can be proud of the finest, most modern, most efficient water and storm drain system in the country. Be assured. Will serve the citizens of this community long after Mr. Wright and John C. Kavanaugh are gone and forgotten.
That was Councilman John C. Kavanaugh. And this is your reporter, Charles Turner, from the steps of City Hall. Now we return you to the station and more.
Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you, Mr. Kavanaugh? Well, you just better watch your step, because we are the Bright Girls. Rally around the Bright Girls. Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom.
That isn't funny, Mother. Contrary, it's hysterical.
What was that incantation you were gyrating through?
It isn't an incantation, it's a cheer.
What does it do?
It doesn't do anything.
Then why were you doing it?
Because you see, Mother, never mind, you wouldn't understand.
Oh, Samantha. Every time I see you, you seem to be getting more and more confused.
I'm going to a political rally tonight. What's so confusing about that?
Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you in politics.
Oh. Well, you needn't laugh. Politics is a very serious business.
Only to politicians, my dear child.
My husband happens to be very proud of me.
For what?
For taking a position.
I don't know what you're talking about. And neither do you.
You know, It surprises me sometimes how unaware you can be for having lived as long as you have.
Oh, don't be vulgar, Samantha.
That's true. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go get ready. I suppose all this was Darwin's idea. Mother, Darwin's idea was that man was descended from apes. This was my idea.
Descended from the ape? Man?
Mm-hmm. It's called the theory of evolution.
Pity to disillusion him. Other way around, eh?
And it is no longer a secret, my friends and fellow citizens, that John C. Kavanaugh and his whole corrupt machine are on their way out. I know it, and you know it, and what's more, John C. Kavanaugh knows it. The people will be fooled for just so long, and then they demand a reckoning. Too many important issues have been pushed aside unanswered. Too many real and challenging problems have gone unheeded and unsolved. Too many private interests have been served, and too many public interests have gone unsatisfied. I say to John C. Kavanaugh, we want answers, and we want them now. Stand up with me before the people. Before all the people, and give me the answers I want to ask in your behalf. Anytime between now and election day, I have offered to meet with Mr. Kavanaugh in a television debate to discuss every issue in the open, no punches pulled. And I mean every issue, including the Morning Glory Circle water and storm drain project. Kavanaugh's message. You can tell him it'll take more than an omelet to keep me off his back.
Abner, did you ever hear such a wonderful speech maker? Abner, did you ever? Abner! Abner!
I can't hear a thing, Gladys. I'm wearing earmuffs. You ready to go home? My hands are freezing.
I have just been handed the late edition of the Gazette. The governor has ordered a complete investigation of the water main and storm drain project. What do you say to that, Kavanaugh?
Only 10 seconds of airtime and Kavanaugh hasn't shown up yet.
You don't think he will, do you?
I doubt it. I think Ed's as good as elected.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For the past 2 weeks, Councilman Kavanaugh has ignored my invitation to appear with me on tonight's program. The debate under these circumstances would seem impossible. But, present or not, one day Mr. Kavanaugh will be forced to answer these questions. One. Now that an investigation is already underway, what excuse can he offer for an administration corrupt with nepotism, graft, and private interests?
If we can take those allegations one at a time, Mr. Wright, perhaps I can deal with them to your satisfaction. Now, shall we go from the beginning, Mr. Wright? You have accused me of nepotism, graft, corruption, and, how did you put it? Double talk. I've also been accused of blocking investigations and obstructing justice. Perhaps we can clarify what seems to be the main issue in this campaign.
We would all appreciate that, Mr. Kavanaugh.
Fine. Now let me not waste any more of our viewers' time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present Mr. Merrill Sedgwick, who ironically enough is here tonight at my opponent's instigation. Mr. Sedgwick is from the state capitol, a member of the governor's investigatory staff. Mr. Sedgwick, Mr. Wright. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sedgwick.
We are honored to welcome a member, a distinguished member of the governor's committee, to Morning Glory Circle.
I've spent the past 2 weeks quietly investigating Morning Glory Circle's new water system from stem to stern, and I have nothing but praise for its planning, construction, and materials. Moreover, I'm astonished at the conservative low cost. This fine water system should last for many, many years. It has my unqualified endorsement. Thank you.
My appreciation, Mr. Wright, for this opportunity afforded me to set the record straight. Good night, my fellow citizens.
If I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times.
Women should not get mixed up in politics.
You never said it to me.
Don't split hairs, Sam. The least you could have done is find out if Ed Wright knew what he was talking about before you dragged me into this mess.
I didn't drag you in, Darren.
Did I not come home a couple of weeks ago and find my living room full of people with women screaming, "We are the bright girls, rally around for right girls, boom, chicka, 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 boom"?
I was only trying to be part of the community. You said you were proud when I took an interest in civic affairs.
So I was wrong. I'm not so perfect that I can't be wrong once in a while.
The truth of the matter is Kavanaugh trapped everybody into making...
Go ahead and say it. Making fools of themselves. And wait till they find out about this downtown. I could be finished in the advertising business like that.
I don't see why.
And what if Kavanaugh should decide to sue us for slander? What then?
He wouldn't do that.
Why wouldn't he? We called him a thief, didn't we? On television? And a state investigator proved that he was right and right was wrong?
Right is not wrong. Kavanaugh's just shrewd.
You bet your life he's shrewd. He let us hinge our entire campaign on that water project, knowing all the while it would stand up under investigation.
Everything else he's done has been dishonest. If only they'd investigate some of those things.
But they didn't, and they have.
Sorry, darling. Mother, meet me downtown immediately. Is that you, Mother?
Of course, dear. Have I ever let you down?
We really shouldn't be here, but I had to find out about Kavanaugh.
Still in politics, Samantha. Oh, really?
Mother, this is very serious.
Serious for whom?
Darren.
Oh, he's so naive. Doesn't he understand that this latest project of Kavanaugh's is the only legitimate thing the man has done in his life?
We have no proof of that.
But just looking at the man is proof enough.
We have to have the facts, Mother.
Oh. What would you like to know?
The deal on the I.J. Fentress Cement Company.
There, dear.
Thank you.
Well?
He's a crook, all right. Mother, would you mind getting the file on the gas main? It was handled by the Osterhout Pipe Company.
O or P?
Oh.
There you are. Well?
You were right, Mother. According to these records, Darren and Mr. Wright pounced on Mr. Kavanaugh at the only time he was honest in his whole life.
Oh, that husband of yours is a Lulu.
Mother.
Well, anyway, you know it's funny, isn't it? Shall we go?
I think we better. And thanks for your help, Mother.
Then, and they're not going to.
Oh, there's a simple way to handle this. But Donald wouldn't approve. On the other hand, what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Good evening. I'm Abner Kravitz, your civil defense block warden.
Good evening, Mr. Kravitz.
Good evening, Mr. Stevens. You may not have to evacuate your house yet, but if I were you, I would keep my radio on KXIW and keep some warm clothes and a rubber life raft near the front door.
Rubber life raft?
Yeah, don't you have one?
No, what do we need a rubber life raft for?
Well, a large water main burst at the corner of Elm and Forest. It flooded most of the neighborhood. They say it's under control, but I like to be prepared for the worst.
Water main?
Yeah, the whole storm drain collapsed. Well, if you'll excuse me, I've got a few more houses to go to. Good night, Mr. Stevens. Good night, Mr. Stevens.
Good night, Mr. Kravitz.
Flood? Isn't that amazing?
The length that some people will go to just to win an argument.
What do you mean?
How'd you do it?
Just what are you inferring?
Are you going to stand there and tell me you're not responsible for twitching up this flood?
Yes, I am.
Well, that drain didn't burst by itself.
Good evening. Mother, you'll have to excuse us. We're having a fight.
What about?
Doesn't concern you, Andorra.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Have you heard about the flood?
You mean it was you?
I'd certainly like to know who else.
Well, what did you do that for?
You've been raving at my daughter. And everyone else has been perfectly miserable because a water main hasn't burst. So, I just thought I'd burst one.
What good is that going to do?
Well, it should prove that Mr. Sedgwick was wrong. And they'll probably reopen the investigation and examine all of Mr. Kavanaugh's past dealings.
That is utter nonsense. Hello. Yes, Ed. Are you serious? Yes. Goodbye, Ed.
What'd he say?
Well, Sedgwick called Ed and said that he was wrong, and they'll probably reopen the investigation and examine all of Mr. Kavanaugh's past dealings.
Isn't that what I said?
Yes, Mother.
Isn't that what he wanted?
Yes, Mother.
Well, what's he so unhappy about?
You wouldn't understand, Mother.
I don't know. It's just that... I don't know. It's all pretty mysterious. I suppose I should stop fighting it.
Councilman, come in. And congratulations.
Hello, Samantha. How are you?
Hi, Ed. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Darrell.
Ed, I'd like you to meet my mother. Mother, this is our new councilman, Ed Wright.
Oh, how do you do? Oh, yes. I saw you on television, young man. It was most effective.
You're very kind, Mrs. Mrs.
Waters.
You're very kind, Mrs. Waters.
The greatest thing I've seen since the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Well, your mother has a great sense of humor.
Yes, hasn't she?
What's the latest on Kavanaugh?
Well, we're going along with the investigations as planned, but Kavanaugh's disappeared.
Really?
The general consensus is he's skipped the country.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, we'd certainly like to prosecute him, but we're going to have to find him first.
I think he'll probably turn up sooner or later.
Do you really think so, Mother?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
I'd give anything to have him right here in the palm of my hand.
I'll drink to that.
You have accused me of graft, corruption. My appreciation, Mr. Wright, for affording me this opportunity of setting the record straight. Right, my fellow citizens.